I want to talk about the film called Breaking. This film was based on a true story, and it tells the story of a Marine War veteran who's having an emotional or a mental breakdown when he didn't get the amount of money that he was expecting to be deposited into his bank account. And he had fought the VA to get it put in there, and he decided ultimately the solution would be to go rob the local Wells Fargo Bank and get attention. It wasn't actually to rob it, but to hold some hostages and try to solve the problem that way. Film stars John Boyega, who we know from the Star Wars movies, which my understanding is that he's not going to be in those anymore. Nicole Biari as Estelle Valerie, the bank manager. Salinas Levia as Rosa Diaz, the other employee in the bank that he initially holds up. Michael Kenneth Williams as Eli Bernard. And Connie Britton as Lisa Larson. As I was doing my research for this film in preparation for this review, which I saw a couple days ago, I realized that Michael Kenneth Williams had passed away nearly a year ago in September of 2021 in real life. That's really sad. I'm like, wow, that sucks. He was really good in this. If you like Michael Kenneth Williams, you definitely want to see this film. Also, the performance of John Boyega is by far his best that he's ever been, and he really showcases his acting skills in this one. A lot of people said they got Denzel Washington vibes, as did I, from his performance in this one. In this, he plays a somewhat in control of his emotions, but sometimes he goes off the rails, but not enough to harm anyone physically. He walks into a bank, supposedly with a bomb in his backpack, hands the teller a letter, asks everyone to leave except for two of the bank employees. Then it goes on from there. He asks to speak to the authorities. The film goes on from there. I'm going to go into spoiler territory here shortly. It does take quite a while for the authorities to start arriving and to get the people in place. They called everyone on this one. The bomb squad, the FBI, the IRS, everyone was there. They had a command center out front. They had snipers. They had everything. It was just a matter of time. You knew what the outcome of the film was going to be. Even if you didn't know the story, you knew that there's no way he was getting out of this alive. I was thinking there's only one way he would be able to get out of that alive, and that would be basically to get on that phone, tell him he was surrendering, let the girls go, and then lay down flat, straight out, throw the bomb outside somewhere. There's probably a way, maybe if he left the backpack with the bomb in the bathroom or something, and then let the police come in and put him in handcuffs. That's probably the only way that he could have got out of this alive. There was also a pretty good performance put in by Nicole Biari, who played the bank manager. I don't remember really ever seeing her before. And I do remember Salinas Leva, seen her in a couple of different roles. She played the perfect cowering, feared, scared bank employee. She didn't do much in the film except follow his commands. Moving on to Michael Kenneth Williams, Eli Bernard. He was the negotiator that was trying to negotiate the release of the hostages and the peaceful solution to this whole thing. And one of the things he was trying to do was figure out what his demands were. At one point, he asked for some cigarettes, and so he went off to do that and came back with the cigarettes. But the problem was, how were they going to get the cigarettes into him? How were they going to do that transfer? Before there was an opportunity to do that exchange, it wasn't clear from the film, but it looked like maybe one of the snipers, without any clear direction, took the kill shot. That's how the film ended. It was revealed after that there was no bomb in the backpack. The whole thing was just a ruse. It was trying to draw attention to the plight of veterans, the fact that he was legit owed, let's say, close to $900 in his bank account. Is what even the teller was like, look, I'll put the money in your account. He was like, no, that's not what I want. I want the veterans office to put the money in my account. I don't want you put the money. I don't want the bank's money. I don't want your money. At the end of the film, also, it was revealed that this was based on a true story, and they showed the person who was being played by John Boyega and his daughter. And that was one of the other driving forces. He needed that money to be able to support his family, his ex-wife and his family. I do want to stress, this was a really entertaining film. I found it to be gripping. There was a lot of suspense and drama in it. It was nearly a single room type of a film. It spent most of its time inside the bank. It's not something that I would ever watch again, but I do highly recommend people to go see it. For those reasons, I give it 4 stars, and I do highly recommend it. I do want to stress once again how disappointed or sad I was to hear about the passing of Michael Kenneth Williams. He was really good in this, and I was like, wow, how come I haven't seen more of this guy? He was in the 2016 film Ghostbusters. He's been in a lot of different things. He was in the TV show called The Wire, and it was sad to hear also that he passed away from essentially a drug overdose. Anyways, rest in peace, Michael Kenneth Williams.